Good morning, everyone. It's your guy, Matt Wagstaff, again here for my second episode this morning. I am just relaxing before I head to the office, drinking my daily cup of coffee. And about 2 weeks ago, I participated in a wonderful event called the Entrepreneur Summit. It's hosted by the good folks at Junior Achievement of Central and Upstate New York. And this event is phenomenal on several different fronts, one of which is that we get the chance to bring in high school students to create businesses and give them the opportunity to communicate and pitch those ideas to quote-unquote venture capitalists or other business leaders and get some feedback. Great event, full morning, great speaker there as well, John McCormick. Very, very powerful speech about his life and all the trials and tribulations that he endured in order to become the successful man that he is today. But that event was really, really inspiring. It's always a good event. This is the second time that they've done it. And one thing that really stood out to me was the students there. They come from all over the Rochester area. And one piece that stuck out to me was that a lot of the students were very socially conscious. I know that they come from various backgrounds. And one thing that stood out was that a lot of the students, while we were developing the business, they came up with all these great ideas, but they really struggled with how to monetize these ideas. And that is something that is a gap I see in young entrepreneurship, whereby they want to do all these great things, but then when it comes to pricing their products or trying to create a revenue model, they really struggle. And a lot of them want to sort of give their services away for free, or they rely on the government to subsidize. A lot of these things are really interesting to me, and I thought that was something that stood out to me as an opportunity to get in front of young people in the future and just talk to them about the importance of delivering a good product, but also being able to monetize that product so that you truly do have a business and not just a hobby or some type of service that doesn't get any sort of revenue to be able to sustain itself. So that stood out to me from the Entrepreneurship Summit, other than in addition to all the other great aspects of the event. Got a chance to reconnect with some really good people from Junior Achievement, as well as some of the mentors who were there as well. And the students were really jazzed up. They had a lot of fire in their bellies around entrepreneurship and creating these wonderful businesses. And but next time, I really want to spend a little bit more time talking about, now that they have these great ideas, how do they monetize them and not feel guilty about it, and really create some businesses that can stand on their own. I think that's pretty good. I think I want to do that. It's been great talking to you all. Second podcast episode. Trust the process, everyone. Talk to you later.